bring in many dishes and drinks. And also today is Sam's birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
The Lamb upon
confess our sin to God. Let us begin with a moment of silent reflection. Compassionate God, we confess to you all our sins, our burdens heavy, and we cannot free ourselves. In your mercy, call us back to you. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Restore us to dwell in your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Rest in God's love. Amen.
Thank you.
love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring Secondly, in response to God's merciful activity, we are to worship by living holistic, God-pleasing lives. Our values and viewpoints are not molded by the time in which we live, but are transformed by the Spirit's renewing work. God's grace empowers different forms of service among Christians, but all forms of ministry function to build up the body of Christ. A reading from the 12th chapter of Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the encourager in encouragement, the giver in sincerity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What would you answer this question? upon things you love to do and you are good at? Would you talk about your family and other relationships? About being a daughter or a son, a brother or a sister, a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a grandfather or a grandmother, or a friend? Would you talk about being a child of God? What defines your identity? Who are you? In today's gospel, Jesus asks his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They answer, some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still some others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. All these were faithful prophets, revered and listened to, as speaking with the voice of God. Then Jesus asked his disciples, but who do you say that I am? If someone asks you, who is Jesus? What would you say? Would you talk about things Jesus did or things Jesus said? Who is Jesus? Peter answers Jesus' questions, saying, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Peter goes deeper. Jesus is more than a prophet. Peter gets right to the heart of who Jesus is, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one all had been waiting for a long time. The one who brings hope and salvation. The one whose presence changes everything. For the people in Jesus' time, and still for us today. Jesus is the one who died on the cross to forgive our sins and our mistakes. That is good news for us. And it is also good news for Peter. On this day, Peter has a great day. Jesus responds to Peter saying, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, by my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. This is a glorious day in Peter's life. But we know that Peter had other days as well, not such glorious days. Like the day he betrayed Jesus, declaring three times, I'm not one of his followers, and I don't even know that man. Peter had glorious days when his faith was strong and clear, and it all made sense to him. And we too are blessed with wonderful days like that. And then there are days when Peter and we may feel like a failure, like we can't get things right, like nothing makes sense, not even our faith. Jesus came to us especially for those moments and days, to let us know that he loves us no matter what, and that he is the Messiah, the Son of the Lord.